Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Shine down a little people magic if you will. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas, and Queen's in Brighton in the U.K. Queen gets us started this week. Brighton Rock from their third release, Sheer Heart Attack, with more or less Queen's take on the summer festivities in Brighton. Believe it or not, Jeff, we have never, ever played Queen until this very moment.
That's hard to believe, but once again, we'll get to all of them. There's a lot of good ones. And here on the Underground Podcast, we're slowly making our way through the canon of rock and roll.
Well, the late, great Freddie Mercury, before he came out of the closet, was quite a rock singer in the 1970s. And I still remember seeing my first Queen concert, and it was rock and roll spectacle at its best. Not sure what you can call this week's show, but we certainly have a lot of rock and roll spectacle for folks.
And we've also got some songs for summer.
Yep, some summer songs. Let's put it this way. Let's not take this show too seriously. Let's just have some fun with it, shall we?
Let's do it. How about this next one?
Fun coming your way.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
We'll be right back. run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
She's my name.
A rock classic from Van Halen. That's Panama in the Metal Shop this week. Jeff, I have to ask you.
Yes.
That version was just slightly altered than the one that you normally hear on classic rock radio. And well, what were your thoughts?
I enjoyed it very much. It's not often one gets to hear Pat Boone on the Metal Shop.
The truth is, we heard just a small slice of a Pat Boone cover of Panama. Believe it or not, Pat Boone came out with a heavy metal covers album a few summers ago. And, well, that seemed to fit the right tone for this show that seems to have a summer mood to it. So there you go. I don't know if you want to rate both versions with the dipstick,
I think we'll skip the Pat Boone version. I have a picture of Pat Boone in my head of him wearing his chains and leather, which he did when he did this album, and that's enough to make me start drinking whiskey much too early in the day. Rick, on the heavy metal dipstick, I think that's about a 15W50. Some pretty good guitar, some pretty cranky guitar, but still fairly pop.
So where is that near the light
that's
end
of
the dipstick?
That's almost exactly in the middle of the heavy metal dipstick.
Okay, right in the middle. Where some people would say that's where Van Halen exists, and some metal purists would tell you Van Halen has nothing to do with heavy metal, but just hard rock band.
But if we've just done the Metal Shop, Rick, that means it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Take it away.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Thank you. Well, I hope you've got your bags packed and you're enjoying our little summer trip here, our summer musical trip. If you've been tracking from the beginning of this Underground podcast, we were in Brighton in the UK. We went to Panama. And in that last set, well, the Cliffs of Dover. Actually, a set with two Erics and a Steve. Cliffs of Dover from Eric Johnson. That last one, absolutely new live music from Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood covering the Traffic Glad. Wonderful song from Traffic and John Barleycorn Must Die is what that comes from originally.
Rick, you know you've been doing this way too long when you remember when Steve Winwood was called Little Stevie Winwood.
Little Stevie Winwood, yep. And maybe one of these days we'll play a song from that period of Little Stevie's life, but he's no longer Little Stevie. And I actually think that Clapton and Winwood did some limited touring. I think they're out together again on the road for at least a little bit this summer. So that would be a great concert to catch.
I think that's one of the big tours this summer, as everybody kind of figures out what they can charge people. Notice I didn't say gouge. I'm trying to be nice because we're on our summer vacation this week.
Yes, music for summer vacation and more music for summer vacation. But, you know, what happens in summer vacation, at least it used to happen to me when I was a teenager and in college, and I'm sure you went through this too. Summer is full of romance and also full of breakups. Well, summer romance breakup music coming your way right after this.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
You would have told me when I was young, when I had space to fill and someone to become. Oh, oh. 'Cause darling, I'm beside myself and I don't think that you know which one of me you are talking to. I'm tired of pretending everything's alright. Let me feel what I'm feeling tonight. Oh, oh, oh. Wish you wouldn't warn me before today. Had gone away. Oh, oh. 'Cause darling, I'm beside myself and I don't think that you know which one of me you are talking to. Feeling tonight.
loved you before you left. It was a lesson that you left behind instead. Oh, oh. I guess I was beside myself and didn't know that you knew which one of me you were talking to.
Every night I'll meet you in the middle someday, but The heartaches thrive, but the love survives. I'll meet you in the middle someday. We've both been known to be reckless, to never let go of our pride. But honey, I believe we've been careless, 'cause the damage just can't be denied. Oh, before we start, we're miles apart, and there's a million reasons why. But I wake to find you're still on my mind. It's stronger as the years go by. I'd like to sit down with you, darling, show you everything in my heart. But emotions run high when I see your face, and I just don't know where to start. Offered this just one more kiss, I'd travel any distance to find your eyes of coal, your secret soul. I'd swear that I could read your mind. Honey, you can call me crazy to think that our affection could last, but I see us growing old together after all the storms have passed. Oh, though we may fight most every night, I'll meet you in the middle someday. The heartaches thrive, but the love survives. I'll meet you in the middle someday. Oh, 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 oh. I'll meet you in the middle someday. Oh, 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 oh. I'll meet you in the middle someday. Someday.
Joan Osborne. The song is Meet You in the Middle. Brand new music on the Underground Podcast. A set of summer breakup songs. Because what else happens in summer, Rick? As you noted, you fall in love, you break up. We started out with Serena Ryder, Sweeping the Ashes. Also new music. And in the middle, new music from Toby Lightman, I'm Gonna Break His Heart. And Rick, I really like that song. I guess I just have a thing for strong women who write intelligent, angry lyrics.
That Toby Lightman song, that's the one that you're, like in particular? Well, yes. I think, Jeff, that we are just a tad ahead of our time, because even though this is our summer happening, grooving show, that's a set that probably plays a little bit better at the end of August or maybe even after Labor Day.
Yeah, after Labor Day. Then we play it on a cold and rainy September day. But you know what? This is the Underground Podcast. We can play these songs anytime we want.
Indeed,
and if you want to give us a suggestion for a song, or if you want to send an email to Marlo, the official Ivory Towers dog, who's sitting here on the floor right now, you can send us an email. It's ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, Towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
Jeff, I have one quick question for you. Does Marlo have a tear? Does Marlo have a tear for Serena, Toby, and Joan?
No, Marlo just wishes that I'd stop mentioning his name on the Underground podcast and leave him alone. He's kind of cranky that way.
Well, Marlo, I guess then it's time to rock and roll. Turn back the tide of the
cold tears from your eyes. The pains of wounded pride of you holding me. Someone do you wrong, yeah. Good love as good as gone. Maybe you ain't as strong as you wanna be. It's alright if you don't want to go home. It's alright if you don't wanna be alone. It's alright if you don't wanna go home. I understand, I understand, I understand. Nothing stays if it's gotta go now. Can't get a water from a stone. Sometimes you gotta think about the things you're gonna love. You can't point the finger at him. You can say you suffer for a sin that somehow it never was good enough. It's alright if you don't wanna go home. It's alright if you don't wanna be alone. It's alright if you don't wanna go home. I understand, I understand, I understand. When the morning comes and you put yourself together, face another day. When the day is done and you ain't feeling better, you come walking my way. That you're doing all right, you're pretty much out of sight. I don't hear you knocking around my door anymore. I'm glad to hear you're doing well, but I know the time will tell. Only when you're broken down is that what friends are for. It's alright if you just wanna go home. It's alright if you just wanna be alone. It's alright if you just wanna go home. I understand, I understand, I understand.
had that girl in the front row. It's people like her and you that get us up and pull us through and make us see that it's true that you all care. Yeah, I'm happy, yeah.
For three generations of rock and rollers, and that's it. Started out with Steve Miller from 1976, Rockin' Me. In the middle, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, who were absolutely gigantic in the late 80s and early 90s, a live version of one of their big hits, It's All Right. And we finished the set with a band called Even the Sun, a song called Happy, and that's from 2006. And Rick, we were talking while the song was playing. You gotta love that organ.
It's a wonderful sweeping organ to that sound. And I have to say, I like your song selection, Jeff, because on this show, a summary show, we've had songs that make us happy. We've had songs that make us glad. I think there's so much more ahead, though.
So much more.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
She Can't Dance, or so says Marshall Crenshaw on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, from Marshall Crenshaw's debut album in 1982 called Marshall Crenshaw. And Rick, as we've remarked many times on this show, there's a guy who deserved a much bigger career than he had, or still has, as a matter of fact.
Well, yes, he put something out from time to time, but Marshall Crenshaw, not really 100% in the music world anymore. He's got a few other things going on the side.
But if you need a song about summer, I think, Rick, I think, well, you certainly, because you were always bigger with the chicks than I was, but I think that song pretty much describes standing around at a high school dance.
Indeed it does. And as we were also remarking offline, he really brings that Buddy Holly sensibility right up to the present, and I think that song holds up, even though it's from the 1980s.
Now, if radio had any sense, they'd be playing Marshall Crenshaw now. And actually now, Rick, I have to ask you about something. I mean, we almost have a scoop here on the affiliated Ivory Towers blog, don't we?
We do have a scoop because it caught both of us by surprise, and I'm not sure why it did. But there is a new Elvis Costello album out, Secret Profane and Sugar Cane, and that is reviewed on the Ivory Towers ancillary blog this week, and I can promise that there will, of course, be new Elvis Costello music coming up on a forthcoming show. So if you'd like to read that review of Elvis Costello, you can find it at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
Oh, baby, don't be so distressed. We're
it's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. And I'll shake you. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make.
Come and dance with me. Well, I teach you every dance from here in Carson City. Well, first we hop, yeah, 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 then we ball, yeah, 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 then we swap or rock and roll. Well, do the stroll. Well, a teeny, teeny, teeny got my blue suede shoes, my pink carnation and my black slacks too. Hoppin' at the big 5-4. Teeny, 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 when we reach the hall. Oh, well, we rock around the clock and really have a ball. Well, first we'll hop, yeah, 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 then we fall. Yeah, 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 then we slide. Hopping at the big 5-4. Teeny, 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 when we reach the hall. Oh, well, we rock around the clock and really have a ball. Well, first we hop, yeah, 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 then we ball. Yeah, 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 then we swap, a rock and roll, well, do the stroll.
gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
You're enjoying 50 years of pure pop for Now People on the Underground Podcast. That last one, the Lovin' Spoonful, Summer in the City, absolutely one of my favorite summer songs of all time. We started off with a couple of songs from groups that could be called power pop, and I would argue that the latter songs in this set were from pop makers who were influential to power pop. But let's start it off, the Submarines, at the beginning with You, Me, and the Bourgeoisie from 2008. Big Star, that little band with a big heart that we love so much, with their song 13. Eddie Cochran from 1959. Genie, Genie, Genie. And finally, of course, the Lovin' Spoonful to wrap it all up.
Rick, You, Me, and the Bourgeoisie, that's a great title for such a poppy little power pop kind of song. It's a great song, and I enjoyed it very much. It's just not the kind of boy meets girl kind of title you expect on that sort of song.
No, and I think it's songs about all these things are going on in the world, but there's still, you boil it down to just a couple of people and what's going on in your heart. That's power pop, lyrically, and I think a sentence.
And we're almost done this week, aren't we?
Oh, but we've got more. We've got one more stop on our summer touring train. If we were in the city, well, we've got the west end of the city to head to right after this announcement.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Thank you.
Helen Toussaint, West End Blues, brand new music on Cover Me on the Underground Podcast. Rick, that's a cover of a song that made Louis Armstrong famous in the 80 years ago. How does that grab you? Alan Toussaint, of course, the legendary New Orleans songwriter, producer, performer, put a little band together, did an album called Sweet Mississippi. Excuse me, Bright Mississippi, and this song is on there. It's absolutely fantastic, and I'm spending so much time talking about it because I feel a musicology lesson coming on.
Bring it.
If you take that song, Rick, and you play it a little bit faster and maybe move a note or two around, what do you get?
I don't know, Jeff. Tell me. What do you get?
We get New Orleans R&B. You think of Professor Longhair playing a keyboard. You think of Dr. John playing a keyboard. And, Rick, who do you really think of playing that keyboard?
Well, I think of Fats Domino.
And Alan Toussaint, who's been around a very long time, this is his foray into the birth of New Orleans R&B, into New Orleans jazz, because the blues had, excuse me, rock and roll had quite a few parents, and jazz and New Orleans R&B, and New Orleans jazz was certainly one of them.
I certainly agree, and you asked who also I hear when I speed that up a bit, and I think I hear the Meters, some of those other New Orleans
bands. Which was another band that Alan Toussaint had just a little bit to do with.
Yeah,
or the Funky Meters, as we like to call them sometimes.
Well, Jeff, a wonderful show, and I think you play that West End Blues at the end, because if this show has been a summer party, starting off in the early evening and ending up when the bars close down, that song has that sound that you need when you're searching for breakfast at the other end, when the sun's just starting to come back up.
Well, that's a pretty darn good way to close out the Underground Podcast, Mr. Rockwell.
Well, it's been a pleasure. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host, Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. The time is gone. The songs are over. Peace.